Hello, it's Tessa, one of the news editors at Manx Radio, back with you for another episode of Newscast. Today, a review into the Manx Police Force. It was conducted by His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabularies and Fire and Rescue Services and follows an inspection in 2021. Yes, almost 2 years ago. So, are the 17 areas of concern highlighted still valid? Have improvements been made? Is this yet another report to be filed on yet another shelf? I sat down with the Chief Constable, Gary Roberts, to find out more.
Well, I think the whole thing was a bit of a tortuous process, really. The commissioning of it actually happened in the summer of 2020. For one reason or another, the inspection team didn't land here till the end of November, beginning of December 2021. We get the report now in 2023. A lot has moved on since then, and what's really interesting is that this is not the sort of inspection that we would normally have, albeit we haven't been inspected by them since about 2004. This was quite a deep dive into three specific areas, how the constabulary is governed in terms of its relationship with the government, with the Department of Home Affairs. Secondly, how we deal with serious and organised crime and the threats from that. And then thirdly, how we protect the public. And it's the first time the inspector had ever done a deep dive like that in one of the Crown dependencies. And that posed some logistical difficulties. It posed some difficulties around understanding context and scale. And we're probably not going to do that again because it's not quite done the things we want. But to answer the question, lots of things have changed since the inspection took place. Nearly all of the things that the inspectorate saw as issues, we've changed or resolved or fixed.
Chief Constable Gary Roberts there talking about the review into the Isle of Man Constabulary. Now, one of the areas highlighted as needing improvement was the Emergency Services Joint Control Room. Control room operators weren't always identifying vulnerable callers, calls weren't always accurately recorded, and the quality of call handling was inconsistent. In addition, there wasn't always a person with operational policing experience in the control room. Now, full disclosure, the ESJCR is a multi-agency control room, meaning it takes police, fire and ambulance calls and is managed by the Department of Home Affairs and not the Constabulary. However, recommendations for improving how calls are handled have been left at the Chief Constable's door, with a request that by April this year, Gary Roberts should develop robust governance and oversight arrangements.
The biggest residual issue from the report is how that control room works. We've got new management arrangements within the control room, and there is a process whereby there's a strategic group and a tactical group that look at how the control room works, and that those groups are starting to make progress. Some of it's around resourcing, some of it's about demand. So, for example, the ambulance service demand has grown almost exponentially since the control room was established. That has a consequential impact on how control room staff are able to deal with police matters. So there's a big resourcing issue there, but in terms of a mechanism to drive improvement, that's clearly in place now for the control room. But that belongs to the Department of Home Affairs, and the Constabulary plays a big part in trying to persuade and cajole improvement.
In addition, inspectors also took issue with the Constabulary's processes for answering non-emergency calls which don't go to the ESJCR. Remember, that's the Emergency Services Joint Control Room, and the calls that go instead to neighbourhood stations. That's a system the inspectors say can create risk, and one which should be replaced by a single non-emergency phone number which is routed back to, you guessed it, the ESJCR.
That issue was looked at a number of years ago by the Department of Home Affairs, and the department felt at the time that that was not necessarily feasible or realistic. One of the issues that the inspectors struggled a bit with was people in Ramsey like to be able to ring Ramsey Police Station, people in Peel like to do the same, and so we want to try and maintain that, but also make it as easy as possible for people to call, and we know sometimes it isn't as easy as it could be. The department will look again at that over the medium term, but it's not seen as an immediate priority.
The report does praise the work done by police officers on the island to tackle serious organised crime, its response to missing people, and also the way that officers deal with those people suffering from mental health issues. However, inspectors are calling on government to review its decision to end a pilot scheme which saw mental health nurses working within police headquarters. The Mental Health Police Liaison Scheme, which was piloted in 2017, was stopped after a funding bid to make it permanent was rejected by the Department of Home Affairs. It's something the Chief Constable told me he's keen to see brought back.
In Tynwald in October, the then Minister for the DHSC said the department was reviewing the scheme with a view potentially to it being reactivated. So it sits in the lap of the political gods, really. I know that I was a huge fan of it when it operated. And in the annual report that will come out in the springtime for the year ending 31st of March, we intend to put some firmer data in there so people can see the considerable extent that we spend our time dealing with mental health problems.
I mean, I'm just reading a quote here. It would certainly be better to have the nurses back in headquarters. They are desperate to have mental health professionals here permanently. I mean, your officers seem to be crying out for this, but obviously it becomes a political issue because it's about money. There must be some element of frustration there.
It wasn't just about money. Money was a significant part of it. Another part was about the clinical governance of the professionals, and there needed to be a proper mechanism in place to make sure that they carried on doing the right things in clinical terms. So there were some tricky issues there that, you know, if I was a PC doing patrol duty, I might not understand that. I might not know that. But I know what a difference they did make to patrol PCs, and they made a difference to the public as well. However, I can also see it from the point of view of Manx Care, and the crisis team that works at Manx Care now does its very best, and it's a very busy service, and much of the time we get decent support. But it is clear that the support we got when that temporary scheme was operating was very helpful, actually, on operational terms, and I was a big supporter of it.
During the inspection, inspectors also found issues with the understanding of vulnerability, saying they were concerned that some frontline officers who were interviewed couldn't define it. They also highlighted concerns about the experience, knowledge and supervision of officers attending incidents. More than half of the constables in three of the 8 response units at the time were student officers. In one team, 71% of the constables were students. Inspectors determined that the uniformed officers' inexperience, coupled with the problems with guidance, training and supervision, meant there was a risk that they wouldn't fulfil their duties effectively or thoroughly. The Isle of Man Constabulary is currently recruiting, so has the issue been addressed?
We are a young service, and we are no different than police services right across England and Wales. Policing across England and Wales is largely done by young and pretty inexperienced people. And the consequence of that is first line supervisors are quite young and inexperienced. So what we have to do is have in place what we have is a complex system that makes sure that the right things are done all the time. And there's almost like a four eyes type supervision. So we're looking remotely at things that are going on as they happen. What the inspection report just touches on but doesn't really articulate in any great detail is, you know, we've got a detection rate of 47% as I speak. So that means the outcomes the public get from the police here are 4 times as great as they are in England and Wales. So that's a really positive thing, I think.
The Department of Home Affairs has responded to the review and the subsequent report, saying it's disappointed that it's taken longer than expected to receive the reports it has. It says given the time that's passed since the inspection, it's now published a response document setting out the work that has been completed or is underway to implement the recommendations and consider areas for future improvement. You can find His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabularies and Fire and Rescue Services report, wow, that is a mouthful, and the full response document from the government at manxradio.com.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.